Comenzó.
It was morning, evening, the first day.
And it was fabulous.
Okay, my work is done. Okay.
I know that this is from Genesis. It looks as though it's...
Chapter
1, verse 1. When God began to create the heavens and the earth was without shape or form. It was dark over the deep sea, and God's wind swept over the waters. God said, "Let there be light," and so light appeared. God saw how good the light was. God separated the light from the darkness. God named the light day and the darkness night. There was evening and there was morning, the first day.
And it was fabulous.
Thank you. God said, "Let there be a dome in the middle of the waters to separate the waters from each other." God made the dome and separated the waters under the dome from the waters above the dome. And it happened in that way. God named the dome sky. There was evening and there was morning, the second day.
And it was fabulous. God said, "Let the waters under the sky come together into one place so that the dry land can appear." And that's what happened. God named the dry land earth, and he named the gathered waters seas. And fruit trees bearing fruit with seeds inside it, each according to its own kind throughout the earth. And that's what happened. The earth produced plant life, plants yielding seeds, each according to its kind, and trees bearing fruit with seeds inside it, each according to its kind. God saw how good it was. There was evening and there was morning, the third day. And it was fabulous.
God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night. They will mark events, sacred seasons, days and years. They will be lights in the dome of the sky to shine on the earth." And that's what happened. God made the stars and two great lights, the larger light to rule over the day and the smaller light to rule over the night. God put them in the dome of the sky to shine on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. God saw how good it was. There was evening and there was morning, the fourth day.
And it was fabulous.
God said, "Let the waters swarm with living things, and let birds fly above the earth up in the dome of the sky." God created the great sea animals and all the tiny living things that swarm in the waters, each according to its kind, and all the winged birds, each according to its kind. God saw how good it was. Then God blessed them. "Be fertile and multiply and fill the waters in the seas and let the birds multiply on the earth." There was evening and there was morning, the fifth day.
And it was fabulous. God said, "Let the earth produce every kind of living thing, livestock, crawling things, and wildlife." And that's what happened. God made every kind of wildlife, every kind of livestock, and every kind of creature that crawls on the ground. God saw how good it was. Then God said, "Let us make humanity in our image to resemble us so that they may take charge of the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, the livestock, all the earth, and all the crawling things on earth." God created humanity in God's own image. In the divine image, God created them. Male and female, God created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Now be fertile and multiply. Fill the earth and take charge. Take charge of the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, and everything crawling on the ground." And then God said, "I will now give to you all the plants of the earth that yield seeds and all the trees whose fruit produces its seeds within, and these will be your food. To all wildlife, to all the birds in the sky, and to everything crawling on the ground, to everything that breathes, I give all the green grasses of the fields for good and for food. And that's what happened. God saw everything that was made. It was supremely good. And it was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day.
The heavens and the earth and all who live in them were completed. On the sixth day, God completed all the work that he had done. And on the seventh day, God rested from all the work that he had done. God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it, God rested from all the work of creation. This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created.
And it was fabulous.
Are we still in it? Still in it? Okay. Thank God I'm a short preacher, huh, Chuck Dill? Because we're getting there. Okay. Okay. All right. So yesterday, a friend of mine posted on Facebook an apple with rainbow colors and said, for some of you, this might mean something, and for some of you, something else if you're a certain age. Amen? And what I put as a response, yes to both. Because it was the apple. Okay. Okay. And so that's what kind of today's going to be. It's going to be this, that, and a little bit of both. The creation story. Everyone remember living in lockdown, right? Remember? Now, that is one of those times that was living in both. It was both chaotic and quiet, right? Right? And so for me, what I learned as a spiritual discipline, and learned a little bit about myself, well, I learned a lot of things about myself, but one was I need ritual. I need to have sort of ritual and order. And I want you to hear that word order is not a law and order kind of thing that gets misconstrued in the Bible, but order, kind of like not chaos, kind of sky, land, order. And one way that I needed ritual was I needed to get dressed every day. I was not your leggings kind of gal. In fact, yuck. And my message to myself was, because I had a lot of time with myself, was you are not sick. The world is sick. The world is hurting. But as of this moment, you are not sick. You are in lockdown. So get dressed. Make sure you're wearing things that you have to snap and zip, right? So that you can still snap and zip. I heard about that, okay? And I put earrings on every day. Yes, I did. Because, again, I am not sick. Then I made sure once a week, because you could probably tell I only need one day to recover each week. Once a week, I'm going to call it a PJ day or a leggings day. Because we all deserve a little downtime, a little rest from creation. Amen? So that was one of the ways that I kept sane in a very insane time, or some order to a chaotic time. And I remained creative. So let us enter this text of creation. And it's kind of not said right when we say of creation. It's of the creating. Because this is just the beginning. This is the beginning of the story. This is the theological story, not historical story, not scientific story. Amen. Yep. Libby and I are like, now we're. And so she's saying amen before I even asked for her to say amen. That is a Baptist. Okay. All right. Welcome. Welcome, Baptists. Okay. What was I saying? Libby, it's theological, and it's continuing creation. It's not historical, scientific. That part I wanted to repeat again. It is not historical or scientific. Now, the beauty of it the beauty of it is how ancient and how wise the ancients were on how creation works. It's poetry, but it's pretty much in the order of things. Is it 7 24-hour days? No. So now that we're clear about that, it's a beautiful poetic story about how we live and how we continue to live, and that it is just the beginning and that we are continuing to create. And in this both and a little bit more, we've got darkness, we've got light, and then it was evening, and then it was morning. The darkness doesn't go away. The darkness is part of it. And then we have that rhythm for us all the time. Darkness and light, light and dark. This is just a way at which to sort of make sense of the world, right? But it doesn't mean we have to all be like the other. So let me help you out with that a little bit. Remember, I don't know, during the American immigration story, what are we, a stew? Right? No, we're not. We're a crispy salad. Okay? All right? 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 We are who we are, and it's beautiful. And that's why so many people immigrate to this country, because you don't have to lose the identity of which you have. You get to live and be amongst others, and you don't have to melt into someone's identity. Does that make sense? So that's the beginning of this story. And it is also said in turbulent times. Now, why it's a theological story is this is the folks, this is the priestly text. There are different kinds of texts in this scripture. This is the priestly one. This is the one that is spoken to the people that are in exile. These are the ones that the people are not, they're needing to hear from their God, because they are surrounded by folks who are not having the same understanding and not allowing them to be themselves. So this is a story of creation to say that you are God's beloved child. The beautiful thing of this too, think about Babylonian. That is a violent story of warring gods. Think of the Greeks, violent story of warring gods. Think of the Romans, violent story of warring gods. Think of this one. It's a birth story. Creating. Got a whole thing on being pregnant and being like God, but that's for another day. So, this is different than every other culture around. This is saying we come from peace and love, not violence and victory and empire and oppression. So let's start there. Now I'm going to fast forward to the end, just because we're short of time. We're going to get to the humans, because these are the ones, because really, the animals, the plant life, they got it. They know. They know how to create and create again and go forth, and they don't do violence against us. It's we humans that need a little extra attention. So I'm going to give us humans a little extra attention. And I'm going to do a little theology with you. As you notice, in the end, that Gary read, God is your first non-binary essence that you've ever met. Amen? It is God created them male and female. They created them. God has always been non-binary. It's just been who gets to do the translations. And so now we're actually going back to the Hebrew, and we're saying, oh, yeah, they. Also, now, because in the Hebrew, we don't have he and she like we do in English and in Greek and in Latin. So even the earthling is really earthling. Adama, is earth creature. But then the wise translator said, well, earth creature, and then has a helpmate. Well, we have to make the first earth creature he, and we got to make the second earth creature she. Well, God didn't do that. Humans did. So I invite you to go home and reverse it. See how that goes. See how that feels. Pretty empowering, amen? Men, you can relax because you don't have to be in charge. And women, we can relish. We didn't make the mistake. Boom. That's another date also. Do you see what I mean? This story is all about shaking it up. But it's also about giving us order in the shakeup. Did you see how we had creation? Then we had how God feels about it. And then we go on to the next step. That's the way to live our lives. God reminding us each and every day that we are part of God's creation. And it's just the beginning. We have been made to be the ones to take care of and be and live amongst this earth and amongst these people. And it's a gift. That's what we're supposed to remember from this story. We are a gift of creation, and to be created is a gift. And if we want to continue on in God's mission, we make sure we lift up and celebrate the created, not to bash down, not to make feel bad, not to feel like they're less than. Sometimes I feel like some want to make Christianity a private club. And then I start thinking, yes, God is such a private club. God only comes for those who have felt oppressed, right? God has only come for those who maybe have felt alone. God only comes for the least, the last, and the lost. God only comes for those who are people of color. God only comes for those who identify as queer. God only comes for even the white, heterosexual, cis male. Amen. I mean, I think God pretty much comes for everybody. You crispy salad, you. So go forth from this space and this place and sit by somebody at the table. Get your bagel. Either put on a lot of cream cheese or a little. We're going to find out what your jam. What your jam is with your cheese. Yeah. We're going to find out what your jam is with your cheese. And if you put a lot of cheese on, we're going to welcome you. And if you put a little less on, we're going to welcome you. And if, God forsake, you find some butter and put it on, we're even just going to hug you and say, we're sorry that you don't know how to eat a bagel. But we're going to love you. We are going to love you as you are. So let us remember on this day where we welcome new members as they are. Let us remember in all of our insecurity, imperfections, that we are loved by God as we are. And let us remember that it is a privilege to go out and invite others to this crispy salad party. Amen? Amen. 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 Let us sing.